In this 22nd Choose This Day Bible study, we're going to be looking at the Bible and the grave. The Bible has much to tell about the grave. In Hebrew, the word grave can be Sheol. In Greek, it can be Hades. Again, the understanding of the grave differs greatly depending on the way you use it in the scripture, but also in various denomination to denomination. And so searching the scriptures will bring a true understanding of the grave, what it means, and we'll be looking at it a little bit further now. From Genesis chapter 37, 34 through 35, the Bible says, Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins, and he mourned for his sons many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, For I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. So we see from this scripture in Genesis that Jacob was mourning, and he knew he was going to go into his grave while he was mourning. What's interesting is we can all be mourning on different occasions, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we will all go into our grave, especially today, living at the end of time. We know that Christ is soon to come, and the Bible makes it clear that not every one of us will be sleeping or in the grave. Watch what 1 Samuel 2 verse 6 says. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. We can see that this scripture is true and that God can bring people down to the grave and also bring them up. We see that in the Old Testament, even when the man fell on the bones of Elisha and was brought back to life. We can see that the widow's son was raised to life. We can see that Christ came forth from the grave. All this by the power of God's word. Job 7 verse 9 says, As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. Psalm 6 verse 5, For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? It's interesting in this verse that the word grave is Sheol. It's translated grave in the Hebrew. I'm going to bring this up because there are various words that still can be translated the same way. And for example, so if I'm going to say that something is cool, I'm not going to mean that it's cold necessarily. There are different ways to use that word. So Numbers 16:33 says, They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. So in this verse, the word Sheol is translated pit, not grave. But it means the same thing. They went into the pit, they went into the grave. 2 Samuel 22 verse 6 says, The sorrows of hell, again that same word Sheol is used, except it's not grave, it's not pit, it's hell. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death went before or prevented me. And so we can see that the word Sheol can be translated several different ways, but mean basically the same thing. Ecclesiastes 9 verses 4 through 10 says, For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog, for example, is better than a dead lion. How? Well, because the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, because the memory of them is forgotten. Now, it's not the memory of others that is forgotten, because we still remember as we're living those that have passed. But what it's saying here is the memory of them, their own memory, is forgotten. Also, their love, their hatred, and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun, unless, of course, God resurrects them from the dead, as we have seen in some cases in the Bible. Go thy way. Eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife that thou lovest all the days of thy life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Solomon paints a pretty stark picture of the grave. After you're living, you don't know anything, you don't remember anything, you don't have any love, you don't have any hatred. You don't have any work, there's nothing for you to do anymore, you're dead. This is quite contrary to much of what we're hearing in our churches today. But according to the Bible, when you die, you actually die. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 18 through 19 say, "The grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth." So those that are living are the ones that are going to be able to praise the Lord. Those that are dead will not praise the Lord. Matthew 16, verse 18 says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," Christ is now pointing to himself, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So this word hell in the New Testament is not the same word in the Old Testament, because now we're looking at different language. Notice as we continue on in Acts chapter 2, verses 25 through 27. "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." So now in these verses, the Greek word Hades is used in the New Testament. Not every time the word hell is used is it referring to Hades. So we can understand a little bit more about hell as we continue on, but sometimes it can be understood as the grave. And so I am so thankful that we can learn a little bit more about what the Bible says about hell and death and how they work together, and the grave and the pit and how they work together. And we can understand from this fundamental principle, which says that we believe that the grave, whether we all tend, expressed by the Hebrew word Sheol and the Greek word Hades, is a place or condition in which there is no work, device, wisdom, nor knowledge, according to what we read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. So as we continue to read, let's continue to be blessed with the knowledge that God has led us into, so it can change our lives and we can teach others as well who do not have the same hope that we do in Christ Jesus.